And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast on your 3CR. And we've got Ranuka Impanukumba on the phone. Hello, Ranuka. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, and you're from the Tamil Refugee Council. And you're calling a rally for Monday outside Parliament House at 12 because of the fears that the Tamil refugees in our society are being overlooked. That's correct, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're holding this rally with other refugee organisations, and other refugees will be attending to call out the government for the recent announcement and the fact that 12,000 refugees are left in limbo without any pathway to get permanent residency.
Yeah, because everybody thinks that the announcement for fast-tracking people on temporary refugee visas, protection visas to permanency, included everybody.
Yeah, and I think that's the issue with the announcement, is that it has caused a lot of people to fall silent during this time where we need everyone to be loud and clear of what refugees want. We're seeing still people on bridging visas in fear. A lot of refugees are going to be deported soon, and it's just caused a massive shift in the refugee community as well as the activist community. We're seeing not much on the left speak up, and I think we really need the left right now to speak up, because refugees are victims of this capitalist system that's been ingrained in their everyday life.
Oh, it gives me shivers. It's very angry. There's a lot of anguish, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Like, we're seeing children still, you know, not being able to go to university. You know, they're finishing primary and high school, thinking that they're going to fulfill passions in life, but they're not. They have to go pick up, you know, 2 to 3 jobs to try and get that fee for an international student. And these kids are not international students. These kids are refugees who have to flee their own homeland due to persecution. We're also seeing a high number of suicide rates, especially in the Tamil community. And this has caused severe mental health issues to occur throughout generations in the Tamil community. And we're also seeing how there's been an ignorance from the Australian government of how Sri Lanka is still unsafe for Tamil refugees.
Yes, that's right. The Labor Party's decision to continue the Operation Sovereign Borders framework has meant that the people who are the refugees that are being are unable to be free, fast-tracked, predominantly those who came on boats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be Tamils, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Because even if you look at the Operation Sovereign Borders website right now, there's actually examples of, you know, apparently coming by boat is illegal, and the examples are based on Tamil refugees fleeing. But if you look at the situation that occurred for Tamil people, especially after 2009, the means of coming to Australia was by boat. Because coming by plane, you would have to go to the south of the island. And that is where, you know, that's where all those high official war criminals are. And they would, of course, stop the plane. This is desperation. And when times of desperation are in need, Tamil refugees had to do whatever they can to try and find freedom. But sadly, when arriving to Australia, they were kept in detention indefinitely. And now, you know, I've got few people who've left Sri Lanka at the age of 15, and they're now at the age of 26 with still a bridging visa and in court. So you can just see the desperation that refugees have at the moment with this recent announcement.
And we're talking about people who have witnessed the deaths of their families, and people who have been tortured and things of this nature. And you're pointing out that during July 2015 to December 2022, Tamils have a 94% appeals rejection rate. The highest amount of appeals to the IAA out of any cohort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's correct. You know, these people that have fled, they weren't just witnesses of torture and witnesses of death happening in their family, but the Tamil people were witnesses of genocide and ongoing genocide that they have faced since 1948. So they've witnessed atrocities occur based on just being Tamil. And this is not being heard by the Australian government or the IAAA. And it's a massive concern because the DFAT country report states that Sri Lanka is safe. But why are these Tamils in fear? Because they know that if they are being sent back to Sri Lanka, especially attending rallies, especially speaking up against the Sri Lankan government, they will be persecuted. You know, we've got people who have posted on TikTok for attending rallies, and it's been taken down from TikTok, and now the Sri Lankan government actually has those names and questioning the families in Sri Lanka of why this person is posting about the genocide. So we have people being surveillanced even in Australia from Sri Lankan authorities. So the IAAA still considers Sri Lanka to be safe when clearly there's statistics, there's reports stating and continuously stating that genocide is occurring in Sri Lanka and in our own homeland, the northern and eastern districts being Tamil Eelam.
So what are you asking for? There's quite specific things that that the Tamil Refugee Council is calling for, right?
Yeah, so we're basically saying that resolution of status visa needs to be given to all refugees. And we need to retest all denied Tamil asylum claims because there is new information that needs to be considered, and we need to disqualify DFAT's report. That is not a credible report. It needs to be taken down. It needs to be rewritten based on the fact that Sri Lanka is unsafe. And we need to end the long discrimination that we've been facing on boat arrivals. And we need to also get an acknowledgement of the ongoing genocide and that Australia needs to stop having bilateral relations with a genocidal state.
Yes, touche. So tell the listeners when the rally's on.
So the rally is on Monday at 12:30 p.m. In front of Canberra, in front of the Parliament House in Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
And we really urge every single person who's able to come to attend to stand alongside the Tamil refugees and other refugees, to stand alongside refugees who have been in fear and to ensure that our voices are amplified. Because at the end of the day, it's actually citizens who have a stronger voice and can urge the government to actually listen to refugees. We saw that with the Bilawila family. It was citizens who actually created the change with the help of refugees.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Ranulkah.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Ranulkah Inpakuma from the Tamil Refugee Council about the issue of fast-track permanent status only affects positively some of those people who have been in limbo. There's about 12,000 refugees, particularly Tamils, who are in fear of being deported. You're on 3CR, Solidarity Breakfast.